This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDA9EJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 22nd, 2023. Thursday, September 21st, 2023, marked 50 years since the ARRL Foundation was formed. As a partner with ARRL, the ARRL Foundation stewards philanthropic support for amateur radio through scholarships and club grants and other programs to ensure a strong and vibrant future for amateur radio advocacy. The total assets of the nonprofit entity measured nearly $8 million at its most recent annual audit, but it grew from humble beginnings. In September of 1973, several members of the ARRL Board of Directors worked to establish that charity. Larry Shima, W0PAN, was the director of the ARRL Dakota Division at the time and did a lot of work to get that foundation started. Shima is very pleased with the foundation's success, stating, "We started off with $1,000 and just look at it now." Shima was just 35 when the ARRL Foundation was formed. He is the only surviving founding member of the foundation board. 50 years later, he believes that hams who have done well in life have an obligation to support amateur radio by giving generously to ARRL and the ARRL Foundation. Ongoing financial support enables ARRL to promote and protect amateur radio, while the foundation supports the future generations of hams. That generous support will have a tangible reach. More than 100 scholarships, ranging from $500 to $25,000, will be awarded in 2024. Thank you to the many donors for making this work possible, and congratulations to the numerous scholarship recipients who have benefited from their generosity. To learn more about the ARRL Foundation, please visit the Foundation website at ARRL.org, the ARRL Foundation. And to learn more to make amateur radio a part of your charitable giving, contact the ARRL Development Office at ARRL.org/contact us. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Ana Gomez as the fifth commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission on September 7, 2023. Gomez thanked President Biden for that nomination and the Senate for her confirmation. "I am grateful for the opportunity to serve," she said in a statement on her LinkedIn page. Gomez is an attorney with decades of experience in domestic and international communications law and policy. She served for 12 years in various positions at the FCC, including Deputy Chief of the International Bureau and Senior Legal Advisor. She most recently served as a Senior Advisor and International Information and Communications Policy in the State Department's Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy, where she's been leading U.S. preparations for the month-long World Radio Communication Conference 2023, WRC 2023, that will commence on November 20th in Dubai. Steve Lang will replace Gomez as head of the U.S. delegation to WRC 2023. Lang is a longtime State Department official serving as Deputy Assistant Director for International Information and Communications Policy. Lang has been working closely with Gomez on U.S. WRC 2023 delegation preparations. ARRL, the National Association of Amateur Radio, has represented the interests of U.S. radio amateurs in preparation for the conference, and ARRL Technical Relations Specialist John Serveling, WB3ERA, has been appointed to the U.S. delegation for WRC 23. ARRL also actively supports the work of the International Amateur Radio Union, which, as a member of the International Telecommunications Union radio communications sector, participates in conference preparatory work and whose representatives will also attend WRC 23 by invitation as observers in an advisory capacity. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Congratulations to those elected to the AMSAT Board of Directors for a 2-year term. Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA. Barry Baines, WD4ASW. Jerry Buxton, N0JY. Zach Metzinger, N0ZGO. And Frank Kanauskas, N1UW, as an alternate. There's still time to make your reservations for the 41st Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and General Meeting. The dates are October 20th through the 21st in Dallas, Texas. More information can be found at AMSAT.org. Some of the rovers post their roves at https://hams.at. They provide the satellite, the pass, grid, and frequency they will be listening on. This is a great resource if you're looking for that elusive grid or just want to add to your collection. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Bruce, for that report. It is autumn across the United States, and with the season draws changing colors, pumpkin spice everything, and agricultural fairs. Many amateur radio clubs and groups use those fairs as an opportunity to get ham radio in front of new and curious audiences. In New England, the Big E is a multi-state fair in West Springfield, Massachusetts, that runs from September 15th through October 1st of 2023. Located inside the Better Living Center is Project Big E. It was conceived in 2021 by Larry Cranson, W1AST, and other members of the Hampton County Radio Association, who envisioned a booth that would demonstrate the many aspects of modern ham radio and provide an avenue to sign up for information and courses in their local area. This year's event includes an NCOM display, D-Star and other digital mobile mode demonstrations, digital HF modes on a big screen, single sideband, CW, and other digital modes, and a demonstration of portable stations for field operations like Parks on the Air and Summits on the Air. That exhibit will also highlight youth in ham radio. The Project Big E booth is staffed 12 hours each day by 10 clubs and over 80 individuals from across New England. At the booth, there are two handmade telegraph keys. Visitors are shown how to print and send their name in Morse code. ARRL was represented at the 2023 National Championship Air Races and Air Show for the final flag at Reno. The Reno Air Races have been a tradition in Nevada since 1963, but will have a new home in the future, although the location has yet to be determined. Terry Griffin, NL7BI, and Bob Miller, WA6MTY, had a booth at their Reno Stead Airport to greet race fans with a message about amateur radio. Steve Thompson, N7TX, a pilot and stall drag official, was also on hand. Stall drag combines a short takeoff and landing competition with a drag race. It has become increasingly popular in recent years as backcountry aviation rises in popularity, similar to the rise in outdoor operations seen in amateur radio through such programs as Parks on the Air. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. At their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including September 20th through the 26th, Texas, W1AW/5, Pennsylvania, W1AW/3, New Hampshire, W1AW/1. And on September 27th through October 3rd, North Carolina, W1AW/4, September 27th through October 3rd as well, Connecticut, W1AW/1, and Nevada, W1AW/7. And some upcoming contests, September 23rd through the 24th, it's the CQ Worldwide DX Contest, RIDI, and that's digital. September 23rd through the 24th, the main QSO party, CW and phone. September 23rd, the AGCW VHF UHF contest, CW there. September 23rd as well, the Masonic Lodges on the Air, that's phone. September 24th, UBAON contest, 6-meter CW phone. And on September 26th, the 222 megahertz fall sprint, that's CW phone and digital. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, September 22nd through the 23rd, it's the HRO Superfest hosting the ARRL Wisconsin State Convention. That's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. September 23rd, the Red River Radio Amateurs 2023 Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL Dakota Division Convention. That's in West Fargo, North Dakota. Then on October 6th to the 7th, it's the Slidell EOC Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL Louisiana State Convention. That's in Slidell, Louisiana. October 7th, Wichita Area and Kansas State Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL Kansas State Convention and Wichita, Kansas. And remember, you can search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, welcome and thanks to our two newest clubs airing the ARRL Audio News, The CS5 LART, operated by the League of Amateur Radio Transmissions and San Mucho Portico, and the SkyHub Link Repeater Linking System in Colorado. Welcome to the ARRL Audio News. That's it for this week, 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.